Hey, assalamu alaikum, and welcome to this week's episode of The Courtship Code, brought to you by Black Muslim Single Society and hosted by me, Zara J. Thank you guys so much for joining me for episode 13. We took a little break around Thanksgiving, but we're here, we're back. So thank you guys for always being here with me, listening, for sharing, for commenting, whether it's on our Instagram, in our inbox, our DM, sending us emails. Thank you so much. We receive a lot of positive feedback, and I'm so, so happy that this Courtship Code podcast has been able to benefit people, share information, and give you guys just great free content. So please, I ask you to make sure that you continue to share, invite your friends, your family, anyone, whether they're married or single, who might benefit from the information in the podcast, share it on your social networks, email it over, forward the email over to someone who may need to hear it. As always, thank you for listening in your cars, while you are at work, wherever you are, when you are tuning in. Make sure that you are hitting that favorite notification if you're listening on the Anchor app, so you can always get notifications. Or if you're following us on our new YouTube channel, that you are subscribed. And don't forget to comment. Let us know. We love to keep the conversation going. So feel free to leave us a comment and share with us anything that you would like us to know. So, as a reminder, before I jump into the topic for this week's topic, the Houston Single Social will be taking place very soon. We're only about, I think, a little over a week away. So if you are in Texas or anywhere in the country, in the United States, and you would like to travel to Texas, it's not too late. It's not too late. If you're going to be at the Time to Be Grateful conference, you can go ahead and purchase a ticket for the Single Social. So as you guys all know, we've been talking about this for a while. We are collaborating with the Muslim Journal to assist them with their Single Social. And we would love to meet you, love to see you there, and love for you guys to come out and support the event. You know, we're always talking on the podcast about making an effort, going to singles events, traveling, and things of that sort. So make sure that you purchase your tickets for the Time to Be Grateful. Also, we are doing a giveaway. Wait, I have another announcement too, just remembered. But we will be doing a giveaway for the topic that we're going to be talking about today. So make sure that you listen to this episode, because we're going to be talking about that in a second, about the giveaway that we'll be giving away a copy of the book that I'm going to be reviewing and talking to you guys about. And also for the month of December, our end of the year special, we are doing a 2-in-18 special. Our 2-in-18 special is a special promotion for men and women who are interested in enrolling their profiles. Sometimes it can be a little scary to take a step on your own. So we are doing a special where you can enroll two profiles for a discounted price. You'll be saving 25% on two profiles. So you and a friend, you and a family member, you and just someone else that you know, you may want to pay it forward. Maybe you're someone who's really active in your community, you want to pay it forward. Maybe you're a married person and you want to go ahead and purchase this option and give it away to two single people that you know, to give them the extra push and the motivation. Whatever it is, go ahead and go to our website and you'll be able to enroll in the 2-in-18 profile listing special, and that'll be two profiles for the price of $57, and one-time fee of $57 instead of the usual $78. So you'll be saving about $25 on that. So that's a really nice discount. So you and a friend, you know, the new year is coming up. Make sure that you go ahead and put your profiles in the system so we know who you are. We know your likes, your dislikes. We get you interviewed and we get you enrolled. You don't need a discount code for that. Just go to our website and the 2-in-18 special is available on our website. And again, that's two profiles for a 25% off discounted price for you and a friend, a family member, associate, or anyone that you would like to pay it forward to. So this week we are talking about a book. We're doing a book review. And I thought that it would be great to start including book reviews in the Courtship Code podcast. Sorry, I'm kind of stumbling today. But include a book review in the Courtship Code podcast, because oftentimes we are giving really great information and people contact us and they're saying how much they love it. And I want you to continue to get the information, continue to learn, because the more you know, the more you grow, right? So when we share information with you guys, this is free content for you guys to go ahead and enjoy it, but then you can go and continue learning on your own. And there are so many great books on relationships or matchmaking or communication that I have read and that I would love to share with you guys, so you guys can share it with your partner, whether it's someone that you are getting to know through courtship, someone you're married to, or just information that you can have for yourself. So every once in a while, we'll be doing book reviews to share books with you guys. And I'll make sure I also have the link in the description box where you guys can go ahead and order a copy of this. And as I mentioned earlier, we will be doing a giveaway on the Instagram page. So on the Instagram page, we will be giving away a copy of the book, Let's Fight About Money, How to Communicate About Money, Handle Conflict, and Build an Unbreakable Financial House. And this book is written by independent authors Martin and Chelsea Matthews. They are a married couple located in Atlanta, Georgia. Really sweet couple. And they are financial advisors. And they wrote a book specifically for couples, to teach them how to talk about money, how to deal with money, and how to build wealth. And I think that we all care about that. Everyone loves money. I love money. So, you know, I would think that it would be a great topic for you guys to talk about. So let's get into it. Let's Fight About Money. I'm going to do a book review. What do I think about this book? So the book, Let's Fight About Money, How to Communicate About Money, Handle Conflict, and Build an Unbreakable Financial House by Martin and Chelsea Williams. As I mentioned, they are two financial professionals located in Atlanta, Georgia, and they both have a combined experience of 15 years. After years of working with clients, they found themselves coaching many people to develop their better beliefs and habits around money. You can have the best financial plan in the world, but if you don't have the right beliefs or habits about that plan, you won't do any good. And that's just a quick snippet from the back of the book. And that's really what Martin and Chelsea talk about in this book. They go over different ways to kind of reset your mindset, be self-aware, and also to understand your partner's beliefs and mindsets around money. Now, we all know that money is a very difficult topic to talk about, especially during courtship, because people are very sensitive. You know, no one wants to be judged for their financial situation, because that current situation isn't the entire story, right? Money can come and go. People make bad choices that can follow them for years and take a long time to get out of. People just don't know. Like, for the most part, most men and women just were never taught how to properly handle money. And that's because their family probably didn't understand how to properly handle money. So money is a very, very hard topic to talk about and to be transparent about. But it's so important to be transparent with your potential partner or your spouse about your financial situation. You have couples who have been married for, you know, a year, 2 years, however long, and they don't even know how much the other person makes. They don't know how much debt that person has. They don't know how this person spends money, right? They're totally disconnected. And most financial advisors will say that if you're not connected financially with that person, that can cause a lot of major issues. It's not saying that all your money has to be 100% combined, but there definitely has to be some type of plan, some type of understanding in order to be on the same page. And typically you'll see greater success with couples who do have some type of financial plan, who are working together financially and they're clear and have an understanding of each other, than those who don't. It's a major, major indicator of some other and deeper issues in that relationship. So money matters, and you have to deal with, you have to talk about it. Doesn't mean that someone has to have the same income as you, or they have to see things exactly how you see things, but there has to be an understanding of each other and a desire to work with each other and to please each other in order to get through. Now, this book, Let's Fight About Money, is broken down into 8 chapters. It's a really easy read. It's only, let's see, I have the book right in front of me. It's only about 100 pages or so, maybe a little bit less than 100 pages, actually. Really easy read, quick read. You can knock through it in a weekend, but it has a lot of great discussion questions and topics that you can share with someone when you're getting a little bit more serious in that relationship or in that courtship. Or they're also great discussion topics if you're newly married or if you've been married for a while. I mean, trust me, people have been married for a while, still don't understand each other when it comes to finances. So it's a big deal. So the chapters in this book include, why do people fight about money? Do we still need to talk about it if one person handles the money, which I thought was a great chapter. You say to may to, and I say to motto. Okay. How money personalities affects your relationship and what to do about it. Chapter 4 is why I couldn't find the cause until I looked in the mirror. How self-reflection can lead to self-correction. Chapter 5 is put down the gloves. How to become closer by fighting the right way. They go into the emotional needs of money and sex, which we will be discussing that specifically today. And what will be your legacy, bills or benefits, and how these 6 building blocks can lead to an unbreakable financial house. Now, of course, this is just one book on finances, and there are so many different books on how to build finances, how to get out of debt, how to work together as a couple. So this is just one, and you know, I'm thankful that Martin Matthews and his wife, they signed this copy of the book for me and shipped it to me for me to read. So I told them that I would do a review. And like I said, on our Instagram page, if you're not following us, make sure you're following on blackmuslimsinglesociety.com. I'm sorry, on Instagram at blackmuslimsinglesociety, so that you can participate in the giveaway. We will be announcing a giveaway either later today or tomorrow so that you can possibly win a copy. Might give away several copies of this book. I don't know yet. See how much of a giving mood I'm in this month of December. But going to be definitely giving away at least 1 or 2 copies of Let's Fight About Money. So you want to make sure you are following us at Black Muslim Single Society on Instagram so you can participate in that giveaway. So what did I like about this book? Besides it being an easy read, a quick read, it's written in a way that's conversational. So it's almost like you're reading a conversation between Martin and Chelsea where they're sharing a lot of their experiences around money, especially when it comes to their relationship, and not just their current relationship, but even past relationships. And I think that's one of the things that I really like, because they really did keep it under the context of relationships. They talked about how their past with their family impacted how they spent money. They talked about their past relationships. They talked about, you know, different events that occurred in their relationship, specific events, whether it's going out to dinner, whether it's how one person spends versus the other one is a saver. They talked about these different things in a very transparent and relatable way. And I even had to share with Chelsea how much I appreciated her transparency specifically. You know, she's a woman, so she's a little bit more transparent than Martin, but Martin did a great job also. But Chelsea was very transparent in her experience as not just a woman, not just a mother or a daughter, but specifically as a single mom and a woman who had a kid come into the situation, and Martin didn't have a child when they married. So she was a single mom and he was just a single man. And, you know, being really specific about some of her fears or discomforts around his spending habits because she was a single mom, because she had other responsibilities, she was a saver. You know, she mentioned things such as, you know, not receiving child support and things of that sort, and how that really impacted her views on money and how his spending habits, because he was a spender, how that would prompt a lot of fear in her and a lot of discomforts and cause a lot of issues. So I appreciated that level of transparency because I felt like her story was very relatable for a lot of women, whether you are a single mom or if you're a mother in a marriage or, you know, just someone in that perspective. I thought that was a really nice thing to share. And that a lot of people, either men or women, can relate to that. I'm sure there are lots of men who are fathers single fathers, or they are just the men in a relationship, and maybe the woman has bad spending habits. And, you know, being able to relate to that fear of needing to save and hold on to money while someone else likes to spend money and not being comfortable with that. As I mentioned, each chapter has discussion questions at the end of it, which I thought was great because it just gives you prompts and ways to talk about it, because couples do have difficulty talking about it, because people, when they're courting, do have difficulty talking about money and asking questions about money or being transparent about money. Having these prompts and these different questions to ask the other person and also to ask yourself about your own personal views around money, I thought was very beneficial. One thing that they emphasize a lot in Let's Talk About Money, or Let's Fight About Money, I'm sorry. One thing that they talk about a lot is self-awareness. And there are a lot of questions, a lot of pages and chapters in a book that focus on you understanding you getting to the root of your childhood, past relationships, and figuring out where your money views come from, whether they're good or bad, and looking at yourself first and dealing with your own spending habits. You know, some people are savers, some people are spenders, some people are natural investors or risk takers. Like, everyone has a different money personality, and in Let's Fight About Money, they go over different money personalities so you can have a better understanding of your money personality, and so you can also have an understanding of the other person's. And they emphasize that you don't have to have the same money personality, but when you have an understanding of the other person, you can understand triggers, you can understand how they think and process, and by understanding yourself, you can learn how to change things around. One of the things that I wrote down that I also, stood out to me was the fact that women most often lead the discussion around finances and budgeting. So the importance is to work on yourself first. So, you know, ladies, you care very much about making sure the money is there, honey, like we need the coin. So you're going to be the one most likely to lead that discussion around money. So don't shy away from that. Don't feel embarrassed. Don't feel uncomfortable, because that's just the reality. Women are very concerned about financial security. So they're more likely the ones to, you know, check spending habits, to want a budget, to want to know what's going on with the finances, while men often are very oblivious to it. Now, in some relationships, the man is more aware. If he's more responsible than the woman in those areas, you know, he's probably going to be more aware of finances and have to lead that discussion. But typically, according to Martin and Chelsea in their book, women are often the ones who lead that discussion. And they're financial advisors, so I'm pretty sure that they've worked with tons of couples. They actually mentioned that in the book. They've worked with lots of couples, so pretty sure they're confident in that statement. So it's important, ladies, to work on your own spending habits first. You can't go around checking, you know, the brothers. You can't go around checking your husband or your potential if you aren't tight on your finances. So if you have bad spending habits, if you know that there are things that you need to do as far as learning how to budget and stuff, work on that for yourself first, because it's going to be really hard to call them out or to have that conversation when you won't deal with your own habits. And they also mentioned that it's important to keep his manhood intact, because you have to understand that men really do desire to provide and protect, even if they're not doing a very good job at it. They still desire to provide and protect. So you have to be careful when you're approaching the topic of money. You don't want to attack his manhood or make him feel less than or be condescending. You want to make sure that you are focusing on his feelings as well, and that you are trying to approach things in a very feminine way, but yet, you know, you want to be direct enough that, you know, you can have a real solid conversation about it. Now, they also mentioned that you cannot change what you're not aware of. So if you're not aware of, you know, your own trauma around money, you're not aware of your spending habits, you're not aware of your financial goals, your financial plans, you're not aware of what's coming in and what's going out, right? You can't even change it. So they go over various things that you need to consider, that you need to learn and understand about yourself, and also things that you can learn and understand about your partner. Again, I thought this was a great read. It was really easy, and it's such a quick book to go through, but they definitely break down things in a way that is comprehensive and very easy for you to understand. Now, one of the chapters that I really valued, of course, was the chapter on sex and money, right? Because this is important. Sex and money go together, whether you like it or not. Sex and money go together. So, why? Why does it go together? Because, of course, men are going to give the kickback. Why do women always care about money? All women care about is money, right? Because financial security is something that plays into a woman naturally. Most women really value financial security. Whether they get it or not out of a man is something that they value. And most men really value sex. Okay, so these things go hand in hand. So, Chelsea and Martin break down how financial security and sex play into each other's emotional needs. And when you understand that it's about the emotional needs that those two things provide, and that even though, you know, a man might have sex at the top of his emotional needs and a woman might have it at the bottom of hers, and she might have finances at the top of her emotional needs and he might have that at the bottom of his, if they can work together and they understand that and they have the desire to please each other. I mean, that's emphasized so much throughout the book, having the desire to want to see the other person happy. And by working towards that, by working to make that other person feel secure, make that other person feel happy, then you can have a great sex and money relationship. But if you're being selfish, if you're only focused on your own needs, right, it's going to show up in your money and it's going to show up in the bedroom. And I know that's not what you want. So here's a quote from the book that I really love. It's on page 55 in Let's Fight About Money. And this is what Martin says. He says, this is how men should look at it. If you save more money, you have more sex. If you change your spending habits, you have more sex. It's all tied together in your relationship. And if men can understand financial security is that important to women, I think they will start looking at money differently. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. It's really that simple. If you understand that when you have good spending habits, fellas, right, and you're making good money, fellas, right, you're going to get more sex, fellas. Like, she's going to want to please you. And of course, there's going to be some situations where that's not going to be absolute. But for the most part, you know, when a woman feels at peace and financially secure, it definitely impacts her finances and her desire to have sex with you. So whether you like it or not, deal with it. Okay, this is just how we are naturally made. What's also really interesting that they shared in the book was how when you're not feeling good about certain things going on in your life, right, you default to those habits, and then that can cause more problems in your relationship. So, for example, you know, if Martin has some, he's a spender and Chelsea is a saver. And if Martin is going through some things in his life, or, if he's not feeling very good at whatever's going on, then he might default to spending. He's going to spend money in order to make himself feel good. That's like people who have, really bad shopping habits, or they're shopaholics, or, you know, all that other day. What's it called? Retail therapy, right? They default to retail therapy. When they're not feeling good, they spend money. So when they're spending money, when Martin is spending money recklessly or irresponsibly, then that's going to create a fear and trigger some insecurities and issues for Chelsea. Of course, if she's feeling insecure and she's feeling emotionally triggered by his spending habits, that's going to make her retreat and not want to have sex with him. So if you understand how these things work and how, you know, your role and responsibility to not necessarily making your partner happy, but creating peace in that person's life, those things really go hand in hand, and it just creates a cycle. But if you're being selfish and you're focused on, I don't, you know, have things going on for me right now, I'm not happy, so I'm going to go out and buy this or buy that and spend to make myself happy, and they just have to deal with it, and now they're stressed and they're frustrated because they're watching you spend house money irresponsibly. They're watching you go out and just throw money away because you're not feeling good about yourself. Now they don't want to have sex with you. Now you're mad at them because they don't want to have sex with you. So you go out and you spend some more. And now this is where the chaos takes place, right? So being really mindful of those things and how they impact the relationship. They go into a lot of other topics in this book as well, you know, about how to deal with bills, how to deal with benefits, how to commit to the process of, you know, budgeting and getting your finances on track. But they really break down how to communicate and talk about it. And I think that that's an excellent angle to take on this topic to other couples. So just express them and show them how to communicate about it. So I definitely enjoyed this book. I would definitely recommend it as an easy read. And as I said, we're going to give away some copies of Let's Fight About Money to our followers. So make sure that you are following us on Instagram at blackmuslimsinglesociety.com and participate in the giveaway. So you might be one of the people to win a free copy of this book. And you know what? I think I'm going to ask Martin and Chelsea to sign a copy over to you. I'm pretty sure they would love to do that. So we're going to make sure that we have this book available for you guys in our giveaway. So go over to Instagram, Black Muslim Single Society, and participate. Tag a friend, let them know about this giveaway. And I thank you guys, as always, for listening to this week's episode of The Courtship Code. And make sure that you are following, subscribing. Go put your profile in the system. Make sure we have you listed as available for matching through Black Muslim Single Society. Simply go to blackmuslimsinglesociety.com, either enroll your profile or book a consultation. But whatever you do, make sure we have your information. We are looking for matches all over the country. So don't hesitate. It's a new year, new you, okay? And we want to be in contact with you. So as always, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let me know your thoughts. So Let's Fight About Money. You know, let us know. Is this a topic that's easy for you to discuss? Is it a topic that's hard to discuss? You know, you interested in a book? Just share with us. Let us know. We love to have your comments and to learn more about you. Always feel free to reach out to us. And you have a wonderful week. Assalamu alaikum.